Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in here again today. Wanted to talk to you briefly about purchasing a house here in Omaha or Lincoln area. A lot of buyers are getting themselves into buyer regret situations, and ultimately, as an agent, that's one of the worst things that I see. As far as the people I work with, the buyers I help, I want to make sure that they're happy with the property. They're going to stay there for years to come. So I just wanted to give you some tips and tricks, especially when you have to be on the ball as far as writing up offers on houses. You don't have a whole lot of time to think. When you're going and looking at properties and stuff, there's always that instant awe factor. You look at the backyard, you look at the primary bedroom, you look at the basement. It has 3-car garage, it's what you need. That's exactly the perfect property for you at the time. The biggest thing that you need to be aware of and your agent needs to be educating you on is looking at those fine detail things that you might not be able to get in your contract as far as protections. Your agent, when you're walking through, should be able to point out any faults with the house that might come up in an inspection or that you should know about before writing up an offer, so that you know possible costs associated with purchasing the house. A lot of times what I tell the buyers that I'm working with is that even though we have to be really fast about writing up on this house, it's best that you have a chance to talk amongst yourself. A lot of times, as a real estate agent, as most agents out there, we get really excited about properties. We love showing houses. We wouldn't be in this industry if we did not love houses and seeing people get excited about moving into the perfect house for them. But on the other hand of that, sometimes it's best for you as the buyer to take a step back. Without your real estate agent kind of influencing you in any way, and having a conversation with your significant other, you need to call your parents to talk about the house, look it over. You need to have your best friend, whatever your situation is, and take a few minutes, sit back, and really think about the purchase. And that's where, as your realtor, or what I do is, I talk to my buyers and like, hey, you're serious about this property. This is what I think we're going to have to do to purchase this property. But before I write up anything, I want you to drive home, have a discussion with whoever you need to have a discussion with, and then call me. Don't take a day or so, but make sure you sit back, relax, let that adrenaline rush clear your system, and make sure that you're making the correct decision for yourself. And when it comes time that we need to sign, I'll have the paperwork ready by that point with the terms that we had. I've had this happen multiple times with my buyers where I tell them, I'm going to start working on this paperwork. You guys need to talk about what you're wanting to do, and then we will talk about what you have decided, and we'll sign paperwork at that point. The longest part of your decision, a lot of times, is that conversation on the back end. It's going to take an agent anywhere between a half hour to hour to make sure all the paperwork and the wording is worded correctly. So you have a little bit of time to discuss it between yourselves and whoever you need to talk to about it. This is ultimately something that you need to do as a buyer so that you don't get into those bad situations. It is a seller's market, but as a buyer, you still have some power. There's ways for you to get different inspections and feel comfortable about the purchase. You're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, and even sometimes some buyers are going in the millions of dollars, and you need to take your time and make the decision. I don't want to be the influence. I don't want to be an influence on your decision and then regret it later on. As a realtor, I want to make sure that you're happy with the property for years to come, and that we continue being friends, and I continue helping you any way that I can over the many years that you live at that property. If you have any questions about purchasing a house, or want me to go over anything that I have gone over in previous videos, or want me to do something in the future videos, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Feel free to comment below or direct message me, and you have a great rest of your day.